Hey everyone, my name's Thomas. This is my first podcast I've ever done. I'm actually just started listening to podcasts at the beginning of 2020 or possibly at the end of 2019. I can't remember which. I figured I would record this podcast to share my religious and spiritual journey with people to see if it resonates with anyone. Hopefully it does. And if it doesn't, that's okay too. So this is my sixth go around at recording the introduction to this episode. If that gives you any insight into my personality, I don't really want to know what that insight is. I have my own perceptions, which maybe I'll talk about at some point. So I just wanted to give a brief description of who I am. I'm a 43-year-old white male, queer white male living in Omaha, Nebraska. My spiritual religious path started with Methodism and has ended up at paganism currently in my life. And there's quite a few reasons why it's landed at paganism. I'm going to get into that at some point. But I just wanted to talk about, I guess, just give you some background on who I am. I'm a clinical social worker by trade. I've done that work for about 7 years. It definitely influences how I interact in the world and my belief system, and vice versa. So, having a fully, I guess, a fully integrated life where my personal life, my professional life, my spiritual life, my social life all kind of has a good balance and merges. In a healthy way is important to me. And so yeah, there's a little bit of a brief brevity about who I am. I have a bachelor's, master's, and currently working on my doctorate in social work. So my whole career has been about diving into messy situations and helping to fix that, or support people in fixing it themselves, I should say. Yeah, so that and that percept, my social work lens shapes how I see the world, how I interact with the world, and that's going to come out in probably many of the episodes. I don't see race, class, and gender as a very narrow view defined in like Webster's dictionary. I go at it from a point of, an academic standpoint, a social justice standpoint. So it's a lot more complicated than what may be construed in I don't know, social media, websites, the dictionary. But this podcast is not going to be about that. But I did want to like put it out there. That's kind of how I see the world, and that shapes, of course, other parts of my life. So, like most people, I'm guessing in the Midwest, they were probably raised Christian, some denomination, Catholic, Lutheran, Baptist, Missouri Synod Baptist. Oh no, that's Lutheran. Missouri Synod Lutheran. I apologize. Jehovah's Witness. Or atheist or agnostic, one of those things, right? So I grew up Methodist though, and I grew up in a small town Methodist church. I was, made to go by my parents, which I don't, I don't regret doing that. It was part of my life and my childhood. And some of those church memories definitely make up positive experiences from my life. But I also kind of felt forced into it, and there were times that really just what I learned in that church. What I learned in that faith did not resonate well with me, especially as a queer young person who was just starting to grapple and come to terms with his own sexuality. So for a brief period, about 18 to 20, I identified as Wiccan. Now I can't really say I was actually Wiccan looking back, because I was, exploring my path, right? And I certainly didn't identify wholly with the Wiccan, a Wiccan goddess or god. In particular, I just kind of dabbled in some spiritual stuff, like read lots of books, practiced some of those things, but nothing wholeheartedly. Then after that, I kind of journeyed on to an agnostic belief where, like, yeah, there's something higher than myself, not sure what it is or what I believe. And kind of noticed when I look back at that time in my life, kind of like bobbing around and floating around, not really sure. And then I journeyed into Gnostic Christianity, Gnostic Christianity, and literally geeked out totally on reading the Nag Hammadi Codex. And if I pronounced that incorrectly, I apologize. The Dead Sea Scrolls, which I did not read as thoroughly as the Nag Hammadi Codex. In fact, I like got multiple different translations of that codex just because I was so curious about it, and some of the things in it were so interesting. And of course, some of the codex is really hard to read just because fragments of it are missing. It's incomplete. Same thing with the Dead Sea Scrolls. There's so much in that, at least from the translation that I had, that was incomplete, so it was very hard to read. But I remember what brought me into Gnostic Christianity was a book by Elaine Pagels, which I've probably pronounced her name incorrectly too, and I apologize for that. Which was an amazing book by Elaine Pagels. It led me right into Gnostic Christianity. And I enjoyed that for quite a while. I enjoyed identifying with the divine feminine. It made sense to me. I could connect with it. Certainly did not jive well with Methodism or any normal denomination of Christianity in the Midwest. But that's how I identified, and I felt a very good, strong spiritual connection to that for quite a while. And then that fell off, and the reason it fell off was quite a different story, and I'll get to that at some point. But in the end, there was a fall off. It was just another period, not agnostic, I would say. Just a period where I just was, again, kind of floating, not really connecting to anything. But that brought me back to Methodism. And I went to a couple different Methodist churches in Omaha, both of them amazing pastors, very open, accepting congregation, focused on social justice. Always felt welcomed and included in those two churches. One of them was First United Methodist Church of Omaha, and then the Urban Abbey, which is an amazing little church slash coffee shop slash bookstore slash church in downtown Omaha. Amazing experiences, and I loved being in those communities. Wasn't fully involved in the communities like typical. Like a lot of people are, but the sermons were helpful to me at times. So, a little background on Methodism, and I'm not an expert on Methodism by any means. So, if I get something wrong, I apologize. But the reason Methodists are called Methodists is because it was kind of a slur towards them, towards John Wesley and his followers, as being like they were so methodological. So, they called them Methodists, and they're like, hey, we like that. So, we're going to, just use that as our name. And here we are, hundreds of years later. Maybe not hundreds of years, but much later in life, right? So, yeah, the Methodists are very methodological. Everything's divided up into conferences, and the conferences elect different leaders within the church. It's a very different hierarchy than maybe other churches. So within this conference, there are a lot of very conservative-leaning people that contribute to the Methodist Church. Well, I should say conferences are divided up into regions, right? And they have a national conference where things are voted on and debated, and the Methodist Book of Discipline is amended or changed or not changed, and different things are discussed related to Methodism. And the last Methodist conference, one of the big controversies or things that were discussed were were changes to the Book of Discipline that condemned homosexuality and also allowing same-sex marriages, which of course there was a divide. There was many like conferences within the United States that absolutely wanted to do that. Some did not. And there was many conferences in more conservative countries that contributed a lot to the Methodist Church and also had a lot of power. That kind of shaped the way that conference went, and it was tabled. And that bothered me a lot. I don't expect religions by any means to change, to adopt, to like, it's not a political thing, even though politics infuses every moment of our lives, in my opinion. That's a different topic. I was a little disillusioned by that. And it wasn't just me, it was a lot of leaders within the Methodist Church of the United States were pretty disillusioned and saddened because many people's beliefs, I shouldn't say, well, yeah, many people's beliefs in the Methodist Church is that Jesus's word is love, and he was, two people coming into a relationship of love is okay and should be blessed and sanctified. At least that's my interpretation of it. People, feel free to correct me, yell at me, or do whatever makes you feel good after hearing this. Whether you leave like reviews somewhere, I'm not sure how that works. Because again, my first podcast, positive or negative, I appreciate them all. Even if you're condemning me to hell, I still wish you the best. Anyways, so that left me to feeling a little bit lost. I felt disconnected. I felt disconnected for quite a while, at least since 2014. To be honest, because I experienced a pretty significant trauma in my life, that has definitely changed me, unfortunately. So that's kind of another aspect of this podcast is because I kind of view it as a way to record my path, share it with other people, and maybe help me heal, a little bit from that trauma. The Methodism in the end just wasn't doing it for me, and I just kind of felt kind of lost, bobbing around, especially the last like year, and not 2020 year prior to that, I should say. 2020, I think everyone's felt pretty lost. And, this entire time, I kind of had this perception in the back of my head or voice in the back of my head, like, hey, remember Wicca? Remember Wicca? Like, you felt really good at that time of your life. And as a therapist, I realized that chasing towards moments where you felt really good and copying those doesn't always lead to a great outcome, not necessarily a negative one. So I was weary. But then I don't remember what it was. Oh, yeah, I do. I started listening to a podcast, Seeking Witchcraft, which is an amazing podcast. I really love listening to it. And then, I don't know, I just kind of fell into, I should say, paganism. I don't know if I want to identify myself as Wiccan. I don't know if it's appropriate for me to identify myself as Wiccan at this point. But that's where I'm at. The goddess and God make sense to me. I realized I've been receiving numerous spiritual messages over the last like year. I'm related to a specific god and goddess, and I just kind of ignored them. But looking back, I can see that I was definitely, getting some sort of spiritual messages from a goddess and a god. And we'll discuss those in another podcast. But I just kind of wanted to explain what this podcast will be about, and hopefully, people will like it and it will help them. I hope. Yeah, so that's where I'm at with at this very moment in my life. And it feels like I just talked for 30 minutes, but according to the Anchor app, it's only been 14 minutes and 21 seconds. So maybe I should talk a little bit more about how I came to land on paganism. Well, I guess I just really explained how I landed on paganism, but let me tell you why that resonates with me. And the reason it resonates with me is because, number one, I feel that there's this belief with paganism that all paths are right. I've always believed since I was probably about 17, even before I even thought about something not Christian, that all paths were right, that religion was a way to relate to God. It was like a language that you related to goddess or God with, or however you see the divine. So I've never, at any point in my life, ever thought to myself, oh, they're not Christian, they're going to hell, or they're not, such and such, they're going to wherever that person's, belief system puts them, which I think is very odd. I think it's very odd that Abrahamic religions, not all Abrahamic religions, however, specifically Christianity, if you're not Christian, the end result is you will be punished forever in hell. Just thought that was such an odd concept, to believe. But yeah, so paganism, I feel like, respects other people's, paths. And I think that there's evidence, lots of evidence for this, and I will put it out there again. I'm not an expert historian on religion by any means, but I am aware that when, let's say, for example, the Romans would conquer someone or move into other parts of the country, they wouldn't take their gods and be like, oh, hey, your gods are all wrong. They integrated with them. They would, give offerings to the region's gods. You can see evidence of that in Alexandria. You can see evidence of that in the United Kingdom, France, and whatnot, where there's evidence of them incorporating other regions' gods into their belief system, or at least showing them respects and paying some sort of homage to them. That's the right word. And I think that's a really kind of cool way to look at religion and to respect other people's belief systems. Just makes sense to me. That's one thing that draws me to paganism. The other thing is that the divine feminine, the goddess aspect, like it never made sense to me that God was a male. No creation comes straight from a male, which I know some people might argue and say, like, well, creation, without the male, there can't be creation, obviously. However, it's the woman that's giving birth, right? So that's another part of paganism that resonates with me. Is that, gods and goddesses, the god and goddess, whatever, it's not complete with just one. We need both of those energies, at least in my opinion. I feel like I need both of those energies in my life to feel good. And I will admit that since I've gone back on this path, I definitely have experienced some healing and some growth, and some, for the first time in a very long time, feeling like I have a direction and purpose, instead of feeling kind of lost and unsure what my purpose was. That's a very long pause, because after I said that, I just had to think about it for a second. Because it's a really good feeling to have, especially after not having felt it for a very long time. And I want to say that by no means do I think negatively of Christianity. I do believe that my religious Christian upbringing did cause some trauma, with a little T. And I definitely am going to talk about that in another episode. Because getting past that trauma is so important to being, for me to be able to fully embrace what I want to embrace with my spiritual practices and religious practices. And I want to like state that those are two different things. Spirituality and religion are two different things. You don't necessarily have to have one to have the other. So religious practice is something that's important to me, and spirituality is something that's important to me. And the feminine aspect of spirituality is something that's important to me, as well as the masculine aspect. And like I said, I found it to be actually very healing over the last 2 to 3 months. To be able to kind of dive into this and experience it and start to focus on living my life in a specific way. And I've already had been practicing mindfulness prior to this and trying to focus on positive thinking and noticing how I'm feeling and thinking in the moment and reacting in ways that are consistent with my values. And I feel this journey into paganism has helped me do that even more. It's helped me be a little bit less judgmental at times, and I'm human, I'm going to be judgmental. It's helped me to be a little bit more open-minded and calm at times. And again, I'm human. Sometimes I'm not open-minded, and sometimes I'm not very calm. And sometimes I don't treat people like I believe they should be treated. And I'm gonna, because I'm human, I always try to do that. Always try to treat people with respect, kindness, love, and compassion. But sometimes I'm really tired or hangry or anxious or overwhelmed or all of those things at once. And my best intentions don't end up being the way I act. But my that is changing more and more every day, I'm noticing. I'm being more calm with my coworkers. I'm being more calm and compassionate towards my friends and my family and even my dog. Not that I was ever not compassionate or unfriendly to my dog. I love my little buddy. But sometimes I'd be like, just leave me alone because he just needs so much attention. But now I'm starting to appreciate that more and more. So, anyways, yeah, this is what this podcast is going to be about. I'm just going to share my journey and my path with you. And that's why I call it a wayward, down a wayward path. It's kind of leading me away from the norm into something different. And something great, I think. So, anyways, yeah, thanks for listening. If you listen from the beginning to the end of this podcast, I greatly appreciate that. And I hope you see, or I hope you join me on this journey.